like a snake calling on a phone. I've got no time to be alone. Summer coming at me all the time. You better think I lose my mind, 'cause I'm stranded on my own. Stranded far from home. Alright.
Alright, this is a little show called Stranded, the Australian-Canadian Music and Talk Show. Here we are for another hour and a half. Thanks to the news team. It's always great to have the baton passed on from those guys. And my name is Matt, and I'm with you until 7:30 Vancouver time. And this show is all about music from where I grew up in Australia, independent music that I know, and also a lot of great local music here in Vancouver and elsewhere in Canada. And sometimes New Zealand. And today we have an extra special guest named Fleur Jack. I spoke with her down the line from not far from Seattle. Now, I mentioned New Zealand because she is actually Kiwi by birth, and through much of her life she was a New Zealand musician and also a DJ, just like myself. And she made the courageous move to Seattle, USA a few years back. Literally transplanted herself and started from scratch, continued doing music but starting from the ground up with a new partner. And she has a very interesting story to tell, and we'll be playing that interview for you in about 15-20 minutes time. Let's start out with some older music again. Last week I introduced you to this band called Good Horsey, and I found them fascinating. I dug up a few 7-inch singles that they put out in the 90s here in our radio station, and I've finally got my hand on their one and only full-length album. It's called Kazoo. So it's a very intriguing band. They are very highly regarded in certain circles, but very little known about them. They only put out one album in 1994. I'm going to play for you a couple of tracks from it. And they were Vancouver-based, and they were led by a gentleman named Mark Szabo, S-Z-A-B-O. And he was previously of the bands Infernal Devices and Kaposi Park. I think he formed that band after Good Horsey disbanded. Anyway, there's very little to find about them online. They're a mysterious band, but like I say, spoken of highly on a couple of chat groups I've found, and actually on allmusic.com here, they have a very good review for the Kazoo record. So let's get right into it. This is going back to 1994. Vancouver band called Good Horsey, featuring the songwriting talents of Mark Szabo. And let's just start out with the first track on the album.
You saw what a mess she made at sundown. You never want to go back there again. Truck stop. Thank you.
So in the background there, you're hearing a band called Good Horsey, and that goes right back to 1994. That's their full length that they put out in that year. It's called Kazoo, and they're somewhat of a legendary underground band here from the city of Vancouver. And there's a very good write-up, as I said, of this album on the allmusic.com site. And very little else information you'll find out there, except for a few rabid fans who spoke fondly of this band. And their songwriter, Mark Zibo, who he must be around somewhere, and I'm sure he's doing something, because he's clearly a good songwriter. So that'd be interesting for another show to see. Maybe I can locate him in the city, see what he's up to. If anyone has any idea, email through. My blog is ozstrandedradio.com, and you'll find an email link there. And actually, anyone, feel free to get in touch anytime. If you like to say hi, if you're a fan of music from Australia or Canada or New Zealand, or if you're an artist and you'd like your music played, please get in touch. And actually, I did find out about this band through doing research, because I've been really getting into the music of Destroyer. Dan Behar, another great local songwriter, and he spoke online actually about this band specifically. And that's probably a good time for me to play this promo, because Destroyer's playing a homecoming show on April 30th. So let's play that, and we'll be right back with our today's special guest.
On Thursday, June 12th at the Rickshaw Theatre, Vancouver-based Destroyer performs solo in support of his latest EP, Five Spanish Songs, available through Merge Records and Dead Ocean Records. Dale que toma, toma que dale, baila y que se marchen las mañanas. Featuring special guest Blackout Beach. Tickets are available at Northern Tickets, Red Cat Records, Zulu Records, or online at northerntickets.com. For more information, go to destroyersongs.com.
Okay, welcome back. This is Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music and talk show on CITR 101.9 FM. And this afternoon, I had a wonderful chat with a lady named Fleur Jack, and she was calling down the line from Seattle, Washington. Now, she's perfect for this show. Occasionally, I'll meet someone or hear about someone like this who has connections between this part of the world and the part of the other part of the world that this show is dedicated to, Australia and New Zealand. And Fleur is one of those people. She transplanted herself from New Zealand to Seattle a few years back to continue her musical career. And she had already built up a considerable body of work and a lot of respect in her home country of New Zealand. So it was a gutsy move to move here, and she's doing fabulously. So let's get into a track of hers first of all, then we'll play the three-part interview I recorded this afternoon. So this is Fleur Jack and the Jandels from the album Ghost of Cimarron, here for you on CITR Radio.
Drove for hours to not get home. Blew a tire and a This is Sab Gray from Iron Cross. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, Canada.
That's right. This is a station called CITR, and this is a show called Stranded, the Australian-Canadian Music and Talk Show. And I'm always excited to play Kiwi music too, and if I'm lucky enough to speak with interesting Kiwi musicians. And Fleur Jack, who you just heard, is a very interesting Kiwi musician because she is now located in Seattle, Washington, not too far from where I'm sitting right now, just a Greyhound bus away through the border. And I chatted with Fleur on the phone this afternoon, and I've recorded a three-part interview for you to hear right now. So let's get into part one. It's Fleur Jack speaking. All right, so here we are. This is Stranded, the Australian-Canadian Music and Talk Show, and occasionally it converts to the Canadian-New Zealand Music and Talk Show, especially when we have special guests like today's guest, Fleur Jack. Hello, Fleur.
Hello, how's it going?
Very good. It's a joy to speak with you. You have come up on my radar through a friend up here in Vancouver who I met, and he was a music lover, and he told me all about you. And when he told me that you were a Kiwi transplanted to North America, I was really excited to talk to you. So let's go right back to New Zealand. And could you fill us in a little bit about your musical start there and how playing in bands segued into radio?
Sure, absolutely. I started out as any young singer-songwriter does. You know, you start with a little bit of forced piano lessons and then go into guitar and then sing a little in the high school choir and moved on to busking, went to music school, joined a rock band. I hear that story over and over again. Everybody was forced into lessons really early, hated it, and then found their way back to music somehow. But that was my story as well, and I loved music school. I'd always kind of thought that you had to be really crap at music if you had to go to music school and learn it. Like, because I was, 18 at the time, so I thought I knew it all. But it was great that I went because I knew that I didn't by the time I got there. And there was so much to learn, and there still is. That hasn't really stopped. I played in the rock band that I met at music school. We were called the Twitch. And there's a, I believe there's actually a Canadian Twitch, and there's an American Twitch too. So we obviously weren't the only Twitches out there. But we did really well for a little rock and roll band. We were based in Auckland and toured New Zealand more times than I could count, and toured Australia as well. Played some shows in Melbourne. I think we did three visits to Melbourne and one to Hong Kong as well.
What sort of years was this time period?
We started 2003 and ended 2012.
Right.
So I'd come out to Canada and the States and then headed home and did more shows with the Twitch before we officially called it quits, because I was moving out here more indefinitely by 2012. So we had to call it. But I mean, it was the best years of my life in my early 20s, playing pubs and getting into all sorts of mischief on the road.
And when did the seed to get planted to actually move to these parts? I mean, was there a moment when you were playing somewhere in America and you were like, yeah, this is it? Because it's a huge decision to move, transplant yourself.
Well, yeah, it was weird and it was bittersweet because by that time I was working in radio. I was writing for magazines and I had this half music thing going and then half media thing going. And I loved my job and I loved my other part-time jobs, and then I loved music as well. And I'd done a bunch for the Twitch, and it wasn't until I released my first solo album that I ended up coming out these ways on a solo tour. My granddad lives in Colorado, on the border of New Mexico and Colorado. In a little town called Trinidad, and so it was mostly a visit to see him with my family the first couple of weeks I came out. And then once my solo album, was released and I was back in New Zealand, I thought, well, I've toured enough around, with the Twitch, and I should just go and do a solo tour. And I thought, well, if I can book a tour of New Zealand, why can't I book a tour of the States? And so the idea was to come up to America and visit my granddad and tour around. And I can't remember how I ended up tagging Canada onto it as well, but I don't remember the defining moment that sort of that got me to Canada, but I ended up starting there and thinking, well, if I can do the States, I can do Canada too. So I only did BC, and I did 5 shows up that way. So what made me want to stay in the States? It was a boy. Yeah, that was love.
As it often is. Yeah, the transplanting stories.
Well, I was coming down from Canada, and I had rented an amp for the tour for those shows. Oh, I forget the name of the music store. It was like something and something.
Long and McQuaid?
Yeah, that's it. That's one. Fabulous. And I couldn't obviously take that across the border and then through for my American shows. So I had the idea that I would rent that amp for Canada, and then I would buy one here. And the gentleman that ended up selling my amp ended up being my husband.
Oh, wow. Now,
so we met, and, I mean, it was, you know, love at first sight. It sounds very cliche when I say it now, but it really was, and it was quite a magical time. He came to that Seattle show and then followed me to Olympia, Portland, and ended up flying out to Las Vegas to see me there too. When I got back to New Zealand, I had to throw a grenade at my life there and my job at Kiwi FM and say goodbye to a lot of friends, and I packed up and came back here on a tourist visa to record my next album and to stay with him. And by the time I got back and recorded that album, he proposed, and we went on to the next visa, which was the fiancé visa.
Whoa, that's brilliant.
To be rude,
boy.
He dresses like a gangster.
He wrestled with an hamster.
He's here to get you all in the nude,
boys
and girls.
It's not just this same old show on your radio. Scotty's Scenic Drive, Monday, 11 a.m. to noon, 101.9 FM, CITR Vancouver.
Yes, one of the great long-running shows here on the station, Scotty's Scenic Drive on Mondays. The show you're listening to now is called Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music and Talk Show. You can find us online at ozstrandedradio.com. It's ozstranded.com, and all the podcasts of the shows go up there, including this interview with Fleur Jack. That's who you just heard there, Fleur Jack, and that's a track called Olivia from her record called Ghost of Cimarron. And I had a great chat with her today online. Well, sorry, over the phone. She lives in Seattle, but she is from New Zealand. So you've been hearing her fascinating story. And next we get into talking about her connection to radio, which I was very intrigued about given what I'm doing right now. And let's get into part two of this interview. This is Fleur Jack, Kiwi singer-songwriter, currently based in Seattle, Washington. Before we go in any further, I wanted to go back to the radio stuff. Of course, it's close to my heart doing this every week. I love radio so much. I never thought I'd be talking to someone else who is deeply involved in musical creation, but also radio. What can you tell us about those years? Because I know that you really were committed to independent music, like through and through, and raising awareness of local bands. What can you tell us about that?
It was a fun ride doing my radio show. So I worked for a station called Kiwi FM, which is still around. The format slightly changed from when I was there. When I was there, it was 100% New Zealand music, and my show was 7 to 9 in the evenings, Monday to Friday. And it was basically to promote up-and-coming underground, underground talent that was different to the daytime playlist. It was a little more of the what was really going on instead of just the big hits. You know, you go to the pub on the corner on Friday night that has the live bands, and I was playing those bands on the show, and they would come up and they would promote their shows, and they would play live on the show, and I would give away their albums, and it was a real community vibe, even though it was three markets, so any touring bands that were coming up, I'd have them on the show too. And It was great. There were so many bands that came through that, the younger bands that would have their very first ever interview with me, and I could look back, 5 years later and see them on the charts and think, I helped those guys out when they were just starting out. And that was always a really good vibe for me. And in turn, with my own music, it ended up being that some of those people could then help me out with venue dates, because everybody that ends up being a musician ends up going on to something else. If you're from New Zealand, you end up doing five jobs in one,
Yep.
being either in the media or working for a venue or being a sound person. So everybody ends up knowing everybody else. It's kind of a small community.
It is, yeah. And speaking of that, I'm curious, it might be hard for you to name only a few, but all those years, are there any acts that stick out in your mind that were just really great and unheralded, that listeners of our show might be able to find their stuff online, kind of thing?
I think some of the breakthrough artists, and this isn't somebody that I personally interviewed. As I was leaving, Lord was breaking in on Kiwi FM, and then she was played on Kiwi FM, and then it went on to the bigger, more commercial stations, and she'd taken over New Zealand before she took over the world. But there are other artists like Lady Hawk who made it big in the States, and then there's artists like Brooke Fraser who took over, I think she was huge in Germany. I guess humble beginnings in New Zealand. My show was very much on the outside of that. I mean, I did champion the underground artists, and some of those bands went on to bigger and better things, but they were really the little guys that were unchampioned by anybody else, and that's why it was special for me.
It is. I can speak to how personally gratifying that is. It really is, week to week. I could just picture you walking in the CITR studios here and being right at home with our community.
I'd love to. Hopefully next time I come up, I'll be able to do just that.
Oh, absolutely. It's an open invite, yeah. So, I guess that brings us right back to the the closer geographical area. So you are still living in Seattle. As far as, yeah, life there, musical life, has it lived up to your expectations of what you had envisaged? And, yeah, what has it been like for you being a transplanted Kiwi musician in Seattle?
Well, the first start for me was recording. And so it wasn't that I came here and played a lot of gigs. I came in and recorded. And the studio for me that I picked, and, I mean, obviously, if you listen to my stuff, it's a lot more sort of folky country than the studio that I picked. But I picked London Bridge Studios, and that's the home of, you know, Green River, Mudhoney, Pearl Jam, Soundgarden, Alice in Chains, all the grunge kids. And I've got a huge passion for rock and roll and for grunge music, and I wanted to record there, and I walked in and I said, here are my songs, let's make a grunge. Let's make them sound grunge, even though my music isn't grunge. it was a lot of fun. So recording for me and walking in there with all of that history was pretty amazing. Like, and to think as well, like, Lane from Alice in Chains, that he recorded his last album there before he died, and the same went for, you know, other musicians as well. It was kind of like almost a final recording studio for some of the guys in there, and it's kind of weird. In New Zealand, you don't have a lot of big sort of dramatic heroin overdose stories, or, you know, or I suppose there are a few, but they're not as famous as the bands that I was walking into that studio and seeing their gold, you know, their gold albums on the wall. That was pretty huge for me. In terms of gigging and playing shows around the place, I had to take a little bit of a break because I got pregnant. And I have my son Phoenix now, is 8 months old, and my husband and I, Wesley and I, we've started a band called the W Lovers, and you know, we're gaining more traction through town, and it's a lot more fun playing as a band than when I first came here. I was still playing solo a lot, so it's a lot more fun having that camaraderie, and you end up getting a lot more interesting shows when you're playing in a band than when you're playing solo. Well, I mean, to my personal preferences, anyway. But yeah, I mean, it's when you're starting out, especially if you've got fans back home that, you know, you can put a gig up on Facebook or whatever you do to promote yourself, but if all of your network is in a different country, it's kind of difficult to get people out for a show. So I've really felt like I'm starting right from scratch again, and that's been really humbling and really an amazing journey, because the new fans that come along to our gigs now are really there for the music and not just old friends, which makes a difference, and it's quite gratifying, yeah.
I'm just curious, I mean, along the way, have you happened to meet any of these old sort of Seattle rockers? I remember I went down for the Nick Cave show down there, and I was literally standing in line, and the whole band, Mudhoney, was standing right next to me.
Oh.
and I said hello to the bassist, who's actually an Australian guy. He was in this band called Lubricated Goat in the 80s,
uh-huh.
And he joined Mudhoney, and it was like, it's kind of surreal to me to be standing next to the quintessential Seattle band. Have you crossed paths with anyone there yet? Anyone?
No, they're all still mythical creatures,
yeah,
as far as I'm concerned. I love that. I mean, having worked in radio, I'm not the kind of person that if I ran into somebody famous would be all, you know, crazy and fangirl or anything.
Yeah.
But I think from a musical perspective, I would be awed. But no, I would love that. I'd love to meet a lot of them, but no, I haven't met anybody like that yet at the shows. Just other really cool musicians that I've met along the way that are all, you know, all up and coming, and I found it quite a welcoming environment. And you know, impress is the wrong word, but once you play a show with somebody and they like what you do, there is a community vibe within the musicians here that they will recommend you to somebody else. And we've just been recommended for a show with this duo called the Grahams, or the Grahams, depending on, I guess, how you pronounce them. I think people would say Graham Cracker, but it's, you know, to us down under, it'd be Graham. They're a duo who lived in Tennessee in the Mississippi River on a houseboat, and they have a lot of fans, but I'd never heard of them, but they're coming through on a tour, and we've just got the opening slot for them, so it's next Tuesday, and I'm really excited about it. It's kind of the direction that I've been wanting to head in. with our music, you know, to open up for some of the big wigs coming from the south. I'm hoping to tour down there by the end of the year.
This is Zach from Black Breath, and you are listening to the Flex Your Head show on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, BC.
Another great radio show on this station, Flex Your Head. This show was called Stranded, the Australian-Canadian Music and Talk Show, and that was part two of our special guest interview, Fleur Jack, from New Zealand, but who's currently based in Seattle, Washington, where she's making music with her partner. And we've been playing songs from her previous project, Fleur Jack and the Jandels. We'll be talking about her current project shortly, but let's get into one more track from the Fleur Jack and the Jandels record. From the album's called Ghost of Cimarron, and I'm going to play for you the title track now, and it's a great one. It's a real storytelling type song with a great Americana flavor. And in the third part of the interview, I ask her about this track. So here it is. This is Fleur Jack and the Jandels with Ghost of Cimarron on CRTR Radio. Welcome back. This is CITR Radio, and you just heard there Fleur Jack and the Jandels with Ghosts of Cimarron. That's spelled C-I-M-A-R-R-O-N. And I chatted with Fleur Jack this afternoon down the line to Seattle, Washington. That's her current home, with her young daughter and her husband. And they live there and make music. But Fleur had a previous extensive musical history in New Zealand. So she's a very interesting person and perfect for this show. If anyone listens regularly, this is Stranded, and we do Australian music and Canadian music and Kiwi music. And we've had, in the past, we've had very interesting guests, actually, New Zealand related. And I'll tell you about one of those towards the end of the show. But right now, let's get back into Fleur Jack. This is the third part of the interview, and that's where I ask her about that song we just heard, because it's a great storytelling song, and Fleur will tell us now what it's all about. Actually, speaking of America, it's good timing, because I wanted to ask you about your track, The Ghosts of Cimarron, if I'm pronouncing mm-hmm. that correctly, because it's, I mean, it sounds like pure Americana sound, and there's a reference there to outlaws like Jesse James, I think, and the Santa mm-hmm. Fe Trail. Can you tell us about that song? It sounds like a great storytelling song.
Well, right where my grandparents are on the cusp of Trinidad, you know, the Colorado-New Mexican border, there is a little town called Cimarron, just right in New Mexico. And there's in Cimarron, they had this hotel called the St. James, and all the old cowboys used to go through there. My granddad took my family for a visit down there, and I've ended up playing a show there and visiting two other times now. And it's an amazing little piece of history. There's this cowboy called Clay Ellison, and he used to go down to the bar and shoot his gun into the ceiling and feed whiskey to his horse, and apparently 28 people died in the hotel. You know, there's just all these crazy stories.
28? Oh my God.
Yeah, there's this one cowboy who won the deed to the hotel, Thomas James Rat, and he's playing poker around the table. He wins the deed to the hotel, walks back to his room 18 and gets shot in the back and bleeds out and dies, and they actually still have room 18 locked to the public. You can't go in there still because he haunts the place. I went back on stage after I played my show there last time. I was staying in the same room as my mom. She came from New Zealand to tour the last few dates of my last tour with me, and there was some creepy stuff that was going on. You know, just random knocking, random dripping, you know, tap dripping, knocking. People like the hallways creaking, like people are walking down the halls, and you poke your head out and it's just too dark and there's nothing going on. But it's a freaky place. It's really, really freaky. And especially if you're even if you're not in tune with the supernatural or whatever, you can just walk in and feel that kind of, it's spooky in there. It's really spooky. There's, you know, animal heads all over the walls, and as you walk down the hallways, there's pictures of all the old dead cowboys and how they died, who they were married to, what they died from, what they were in jail for at the time. And it was just so inspiring for me to go and see that kind of place, and the song just kind of, it pretty much just fell out as soon as I got back to New Zealand, and I wrote that up really quick. And that's why I'm hoping to tour the South a little bit further in America, because the history and the cowboys, and it's so dripping with great stories. And as a storyteller and a songwriter, I can just pick up on those things really easily, and I get so inspired to write.
Oh, it's endless, the history. You're right. I mean, you know, we're both from these fabulous countries, Australia and New Zealand, but they are comparatively smaller and less stuff. It seems to have happened there that's you know, mythologized, I guess.
And for New Zealand, it's not as old. The stories don't go back that far. Well, the W Lovers, with my crazy halfway accent, is my husband and I. We're the songwriting team, and we're writing kind of country music. Americana country, alt country is kind of where I place it. And it's a lot of fun. My husband plays mandolin, I play guitar, we both sing. We're writing songs about, you know, traveling on the tours that we've been on, either as Fleur Jack or as, you know, out to the shows that we've been doing as the W Lovers. You know, writing songs about road trips and rodeos and canyon wind and all of that sort of thing. We don't have anything recorded yet, but we do have a Facebook page, which is facebook.com/WLoversMusic, W as in the letter of the alphabet. And there is a video of us playing live on the Seattle Bremerton Ferry. It was kind of an accident that it got snatched, but So there is a song of ours out that people can go and check out on YouTube. Just type in Double Year Lovers and you'll find it. And that's it. I mean, that's what I'm working on at the moment. My solo stuff is on hiatus. And, yeah, until I decide that there's too much music coming out that doesn't fit what we're doing. But at the moment, everything that's coming out seems to be perfect for the band.
That sounds great. And I know you're heavily immersed, too, in child raising, too. And do you think in the future you might have another trip up across the border here to Vancouver?
I'd love to. And actually, my passport is running out, and I've just got a passport for my husband and baby, so I've got to get my one. But, you know, being in Seattle, you're only a couple of hours north, and I'd love to come back up again. I had such a great time in Vancouver. I loved Kelowna. And I spent my birthday in Kamloops as well. So I'd love to visit all of those places and more as well. But I had such a great time. I'd love to come back up.
Well, you can definitely count on the support of the station here. And, it'd be wonderful to meet you in person sometime.
Well, if I come up, we'll definitely be popping in. Hopefully we can do that before the end of the year.
Sure, that sounds great.
I have a friend up there as well who makes jewelry. He works out of Commercial Drive. His name is Ken Claude Lambert, and he is a fantastic jewellery maker if you're ever looking for some really original pieces. Ken Claude Lambert is his name. He's got a Facebook page for his jewellery. It's really amazing. Check it out.
Cool, I will. Thank you. And I will mention that on air.
We'll be right back.
Fantastic. That was one last track there from Fleur Jack from the album Tales from the Dodge. It's her latest release, and the song is called Coin. And she is based in Seattle now, but spent much of her life in New Zealand. And she did a lot of radio there, including more or less exactly what I'm doing right now, and promoing great local bands that were part of her scene at the time. And she's very well established as a musician in New Zealand. And now she lives in Seattle with her partner and her young child. And that was a great chat we had. We'll play more music from Fleur Jack in the future, including the project she has with her partner. And they haven't quite recorded anything yet, but they are gigging. They're called the W Lovers. And they have a young... Sorry, I think I might have said girl before, but she has a young boy, baby, to take care of right now. But it's a family affair, W Lovers. So hopefully we'll see them play up here in Vancouver. And we'll get to meet Fleur in person. So thanks for tuning in. This is Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music and Talk Show. I'll be right back with another special guest who's just popped in, Adam Roper, who is actually a DJ on a station in Abbotsford called Civil, which is a station very similar to ours. And we're going to chat for the next half hour. He'll talk about what life's like in Abbotsford and the music scene out there. So we'll be right back.
I went to residential school. I was just 8 years old.
Gayla Kassler, my name is Gennargio Sullivan of the Tlaweetsis Nation, originally from Turner Island. You're listening to Wendell exploring the legacy of Indian residential schools.
It's been a long time that I walked this way of life. I'm 65 years old. I'm also a survivor of the residential school for 10 years. I was taken away at 5 years old. Early in 50s, I got five sisters and three brothers. Only three of us went to a residential school. Each one of them, my brother and sister, had their own story. I have mine. I went to residential school, Fort Albany, St. Anne School, Fort George, Quebec, St. Joseph. In those schools, there was no love, no hugging. 7 of my co-students in residential school commit suicide. 7 of them that I know. Just recently, my young friend, my chum, passed away just the other day. Many years that I walk here, I feel good being a Squaw Bills. Some people call me an elder. I told them, if you call me that again, I'll beat you up. I'm proud who I am, Anishinaabe. I just want to share that much. I cut it short. I used to talk 2 hours. But, yeah, Maurice got my sneak and Davista. He got you to bat me on. It comes from here. I lived that life. I felt those pain. Regret for listening. Oh, watch it.
You have just heard at Window exploring the legacy of Indian residential schools. Both my mother and I attended St. Michael's Residential School in Alert Bay, BC. This is a part of a larger project called Resonating Reconciliation that engages community radio as a tool to help define what reconciliation is. Resonating Reconciliation is meant to help reconcile all Canadians to this shared history. This is the work of the National Campus and Community Radio Association, the Red Jam Slam Society, and this station. Resonating Reconciliation is also supported by the Indian Residential School Survivor Society and is funded by the Truth and Reconciliation Commission. To hear more, go to www.ncra.ca/resonating.
Thank you for tuning in. Thanks to that message from Gunaji O'Sullivan about resonating reconciliation as it relates to the First Nations peoples of Canada. Now, you can find our show online at ozstrandedradio.com or at Twitter, ozstranded. And thanks to Fleur Jack, our first guest today, for calling down the line from Seattle. Right now, we are joined by another guest who is here for the remainder of the show. His name is Adam Roper, and he is from the town of Abbotsford, which is very close to Vancouver, and he's involved in radio. Hello, Adam.
Hello. I know you can't see me because we're on radio, but I'm dressed in a giant yellow bird costume. It's really hilarious, actually. I wish you could see it.
He is. Look out, Vancouver. This is what happens when an Abbotsfordian hops on the bus and makes his way here.
Yeah, like somehow between Abbotsford and Vancouver, you turn into a bird. It's like Black Swan, except it's like I'm all yellow. I don't know how that works. It's strange. I flew west for the winter or something.
Well, spring is here, so there could be another transformation. Adam, so you are a part of the station there called Civil Radio, CIVL.
Yeah, I had my show called Birds of Canada for about 2 years, almost 2 years.
Mm-hmm. And actually, we have the blog right up here, birdsofcanada.bandcamp.com.
Yeah.
And that's actually a really cool idea, like to put up a radio show blog on Bandcamp. That's genius.
Yeah, well, it started off as me just basically making playlists. And eventually, I just sort of got in touch with a radio station in Abbotsford. And then I started my radio show and did that for two glorious years. And then I also like compiled a few compilations along the way. All at birdsofcanada.bandcamp.com.
Oh, so you had all this, like, before you started the actual physical show in the station, you already had this blog going.
Yeah, I had the blog almost about a year before that even. So it's actually been going for quite a while, this blog.
Okay.
I wish it was more popular. I wish more people knew about it.
Well, they will as of today. And I've linked to it through my blog, actually, ozstrandedradio.com. Yeah, like, my goodness, there's so much stuff on here. And maybe, I mean, this would be a great time for you to tell us about Abbotsford and its music scene. And you've picked out a few tracks for us to play.
Oh, the Abbotsford music scene is, again, kind of in dire straits. Every few years, there's this brilliant thing that brings the Abbotsford scene to this wonderful pinnacle, but then it just sinks back to just being a bit of a failure. It's a music scene that comes in waves. So say like there was a record store last year called Champion Jacks, and that was a huge highlight in Abbotsford culture. And then they closed down recently and it kind of took a dip.
Mm.
Now there's a breakfast sandwich place called O'Neill's, and that's like the next big venue in Abbotsford. It's just, you know, bands come and go. It's a highly inconsistent scene, although a wonderful and very rich scene. I think it's one of the more under-recognized scenes in Abbotsford. I have, to that extent, like, I've gone on the Peak Performance Project and posted these sarcastic comments, "Hey, where's Abbotsford?" or something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
There was an Abbotsford band called Ono Yoko that was submitted last year for Peak Performance. They didn't make the top five.
Yeah.
It's unfortunate. It's a very under-recognized scene, even though there's lots of great music there. But it's also the fact that Abbotsford's downtown, where most of the cultural hub is, all the businesses last 2 years at most.
So, like everywhere, there's just a lack of places to play, I guess.
Lack of venues. I sat on, actually, a committee for a couple of years, just trying to discuss, if there's a venue in Abbotsford, how would this venue run?
Mm.
The eventual conclusion was it needs to be a business that runs as well as a venue.
Mm.
Which, again, there's trouble. I think like the perfect place would be this one bar in downtown, but the problem with that is it's run by these sleazy businessmen. Ah, just unfortunate. Like, it's always like it's so close. It's so close to being good.
Yeah.
And
the age-old dilemma, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. If only everyone who ran a bar really loved music, then the world would change.
Yeah. Where is the Cobalt in Abbotsford? Where's Abbotsford's Cobalt?
Hmm.
Well, there is a place in Chilliwack. The name is escaping me at the moment, but they do lots of shows there.
Hmm.
A lot of Vancouver bands make their way through. So lots of potential in the Abbotsford music scene. Lots of good artists. It just needs, I think resources is the main thing that the Abbotsford music scene could really benefit from.
Hmm. Well, how about we showcase a few of the artists that you're talking about?
Yeah.
And the first one we have up here is Le Magnétique.
Yeah, I've really chosen like the absolute unknown artists. This is my my best friend from high school. This is his nephew. And he sent me this track and said, oh, yeah, listen to this. I listened to it like over and over. And each time I listened to it, I was just in love. The only place you'll ever find this track, because he took it offline, is my Bandcamp.
Great.
Not that I want to like toot my own horn, but
yeah,
it is the only place I can find this track now. At birdsofcanada.bandcamp.com.
Okay, well, let's play it. This is Le Magnétique from Abbotsford. And the song is called The Only Stars Are In My Head. Okay, welcome back to Stranded. We're here for another 20 minutes, and we have special guest Adam Roper, who's popped into the studio to talk about the music of Abbotsford, British Columbia. Now, Abbotsford is very close to Vancouver. Adam, how long on the bus?
It depends. If you take the West Coast Express, it's about an hour, but if you take the Greyhound, it can be anywhere between an hour and 3 hours. It's often delayed and it's unreliable. Apparently, there's a transit system going from Langley to Vancouver, so maybe that'll make it easier to bridge the gap.
I see.
The awful gap.
Okay, so there might be a creative way to get there quicker. Le Magnétique was the act you just played, and the song was called The Only Stars I See Are In My Head. That was a pretty neat track, and that's the first track that you chose from Abbotsford. Did you actually grow up there, or?
I actually grew up in Nanaimo, in Nanaimo, British Columbia.
Right.
On beautiful Vancouver Island. That's where me and my best friend grew up, and his nephew grew up in Abbotsford.
Ah.
I moved here in I moved there in 2010, and just like a few months ago moved to Vancouver.
Yep.
So yeah, I prefer the West Coast a lot more than I prefer the cold air of Abbotsford.
Yep.
But that said, if you just take a cursory look at like bands from the 2000s in Nanaimo and bands from the 2000s in Abbotsford, it's a very distinct difference. It's like a lot more of a lot cooler of a scene from Abbotsford.
Hmm.
You get bands like Fun 100 and You Say Party.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's funny, Nanaimo, you don't hear much about it. And it's like such a beautifully located place, like right near the Gulf Islands there. But I don't know anything about Nanaimo. I don't know anyone from there, well, except for you. And
it's only actually in the past 5 or 6 years that bands have actually started to appear out of Nanaimo.
Mm.
There was actually one band from Parksville that now live in Victoria. They're called the Fresh Pots. That's like literally the only band from Parksville I've ever heard of, the Fresh Pots.
And there's actually also Gabrielle Island, which is very close by. And I know a very good band there called Shed, who we've had here on the show. And actually, I should say, while we're talking about it, I'm going to give a plug for, there's a venue in Nanaimo called The Globe. And I want to give it a shout out to the guys running it, because I randomly met them. I was walking through Nanaimo a few weeks back on my way to Gabriella Island to meet friends. And I was looking in the window of this place. And this guy came out and said, oh, yeah, this is our venue. And it's called The Globe. And he said, please tell people in Vancouver about it, because we've just taken over the place. And we'd love to hear from people in Vancouver who want to play shows there. And he's definitely sincere. I went in and had a look around, and it's a lovely place. Like, it's got real character. So, yeah.
For a while, it was this dingy. For a while, it was called the Globe of Bar and Girls.
Ah.
Just to give you an idea of what it used to be.
What it used to be, yeah. Yeah, everything ebbs and flows. And I do hope that they can make a go of it there, because why the hell not, you know?
Yeah.
But let's go back to Abbotsford, and we have another track here. What can you tell us about the next one, which is called The Parish of Little Clifton? That's the project.
Well, I can say, just to give context to this artist, one of the advantages of the Abbotsford music scene is just the rich community and the rich kind of gathering of artists that occurs. So when I was in college, and when I moved to this hotel in downtown Abbotsford, I just found all these different artists were collaborating and creating art and creating things in the similar vein. In Vancouver, you'll find artists that are mainly just doing their own thing. Often they do play together, but it's like they're still just focused on their own work, collaborating with others. In Abbotsford, a lot of the creativity kind of overflows, and a lot of the ideas interact. An example of that would be the Cultist Vibes record. Based in Chilliwack, my friend from college, he plays his Teen Days. He started that. And you know, a few artists from that label were Matthew Joel, and then the artist we're going to play now, The Parish of Little Clifton. So The Parish of Little Clifton, he drums for Jordan Klassen, another one of my former roommates from this hotel in downtown Abbotsford. And to let you in on a little secret, he is doing a little collaborative electronic side project with Jordan Klassen. So that'll hopefully be out in the next few months. No one except me knows about it.
Okay, and now the world.
And now Vancouver. Now everyone listens to CITR.
That's right.
32 people now know.
So, The Parish of Little Clifton, let's play this track called Your Smile Unfolds. This is from Abbotsford, British Columbia, Canada.
He's like Iggy.
Oh, you are sorely mistaken. I
play something from $3 Bill, y'all.
What is that?
That's the landmark Limp Bizkit album.
Limp Bizkit? Oh, my God. I mean,
Wait, you don't agree that those are the most crucial grooves you've heard since Funkadelic?
What, Limp Bizkit grooves? Yeah, absolutely.
It's like the ultimate cross between Funkadelic and Rob Tyner.
Yeah, no, I don't agree at all.
Oh, you do not deserve a radio show.
CITR 101.9 FM, your crucial groove station.
It's just a lot of BS. A whole lot of BS. It's just a lot of BS. A whole lot of BS.
Everyone deserves a radio show, especially Adam Roper. He is my special guest right now. He's from Abbotsford, British Columbia, from the station Civil Radio. And he's picked a few tunes from us from the Abbotsford scene. That last one was called The Parish of Little Clifton. It's the name of the project with the song Your Smile Unfolds. Adam, you have been picking some remarkably good quality music. Thanks so much for sharing your insights today.
Oh, yes. I am the go-to for new music discoveries. At least I was the go-to for new music discoveries. Not to brag or anything. I'd be bragging a lot more if my voice wasn't so crackly. You know, it's this cold season thing.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad that you've come all this way down on the bus. What's that? I don't know what that is. We have another 9 minutes of the show before David Love Jones enters the studio for African Rhythms. So time for maybe two more tracks. This one's called Casinos. The project is called Casinos, and that tracks Canadian Disco.
Yeah, a group of it's ridiculous. Sorry, that's a group of high school students from Abbotsford. There's this festival called Jam and Jubilee, which is an amazing festival. If you get a chance, it's every Thursday starting in July. They played last year, and it's just a wonderful outdoor festival right in downtown Abbotsford.
Oh,
so this band puts on one of the funnest shows I've ever been to. It's just great. Just a great group of kids.
Awesome. Well, let's play this now. This is Casinos with a track called Canadian Disco from the Motionless Heron EP. We'll be right back. Okay, thanks for tuning in. One more track there from the music scene from Abbotsford, British Columbia, as recommended by Adam Roper, who's sitting here in the studio with us. That was a band called Casinos with Canadian Disco. Thanks, Adam.
I just realized as I was talking that I haven't played any female content, and that's kind of a shame.
You're right. Next time.
Next time. There's not really that many female artists in Abbotsford, unfortunately.
Yeah.
There's one that I know of named Kristen Witko. Her album's like kristenwitko.bandcamp.com.
Okay.
It's like one of those albums that if it was on vinyl, you'd have to find it 40 years after it's developed and then realize, wow, what an amazing album. It needs time.
Okay, well, we'll get to her music in another show, definitely. I feel like we're just scratching the surface here of Abbotsford. Adam Roper is a DJ at the station Civil Radio, which definitely in line with what we're doing.
Yeah, well, it's kind of, I'm on a bit of a hiatus trying to find a new station to broadcast in.
Yeah.
In the Vancouver area, so I'm shopping around, just weighing out my options. Hopefully in the next, before the end of the year, I'll have a new show and then hopefully syndicate to a few other shows,
yeah,
a few other stations.
Yeah, well, we'll definitely keep in touch. We'd love to have you back on again because, like I say, everything you played today has been gold. And, thank you. I guess we should get on. I want to squeeze in one more track from Abbotsford before David Love Jones enters. So this is Franklin Curry.
Yeah, this is one of Abbotsford's one of Abbotsford's heroes, I would say. They're unsung songwriters.
Hmm.
I would say like Franklin Curry and then another band called Old Mare. they're just the classic songwriter heroes of Abbotsford. They've just been around forever.
Hmm.
Just been in the scene for as long as there's been a scene.
Fabulous. Well, let's leave the show today with Franklin Curry from a record called Small Batch, and the song is Truck Driving Song. Thanks to Adam Roper for coming in and chatting with us. And thanks for everyone who listened today. Thanks to Fleur Jack, who called through and was our first interview today. You can catch the podcast of this show online at ozstrandedradio.com. David Love Jones will be here very soon. And this is Franklin Curry from Abbotsford, British Columbia, Canada. Bye for now.
Driving, something about the passing city lights. It's keeping me behind the wheel, this tractor trailer all day and night. And I hold my song to he who claims that this highway driving suited me just fine. 18 wheels and miles to go, I got 1 foot down and cash on the radio. Oh, 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 oh. Well, well. Oh, 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 oh. Well, something about the waiting, something about the passing of time. It's driving me to smoke and drink, and the grass is always green on the other side. And I hold my song to he who claims that this cell I'm sitting in is mine. And miles to go, I got 1 foot down and cash on the radio. Oh, 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 oh. Well, well. Oh, 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 oh. Well, well. Oh, take me home.
Something about the driving, something about the passing city lights. It's keeping me behind the wheel, this tractor trailer all day and night. And I hold my song to he who claims that this highway driving suited me just fine. 18 wheels and miles to go, I got 1 foot down and cash on the radio.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. It's like having a clown in your head.
Take what you want from me now, and take it while I am face down. Defenseless, you've left me to die. Take it out on me. Me like users do use, and take me until I refuse. Defenseless, you've left me to die. Take it out on me. Take it out on me. Take it out on me. What you want from me now, and take it while I am face down.
Defense. I've been really trying.
Do you like laughing, hilarity, radical thought-provoking creativity, and laughing? UBC Improv is UBC's home for improvisational comedy, theater made up on the spot. Like us on Facebook to learn when our next shows are. Search for us on YouTube for our film sketches. And follow us on Twitter because we want the followers. UBC Improv. Insert cheesy slogan here.
Let's get it on.
Hey, this is Stuntman Sam from Montreal's 925 The Beat. This time last year, I was sitting in a classroom at Humber's postgrad radio program, and now I'm part of one of the best breakfast shows in the country. Get the tools you need to succeed.
Considering an exciting career in radio? Radio broadcasting at Humber College in Toronto is the only postgraduate radio program in Canada. Get yourself on air and job ready in under a year. Learn from industry professionals in the country's biggest radio market. Pursue your passion. Visit mediastudies.humber.ca.
Oh my, become a friend of CITR and get great discounts downtown at
The Baker and the Chef, Bangone T-Shirts, Cherry Bomb, House of Vintage, Beat Street Records, Don Levy Snack Bar, The Fall Tattooing, Fortune Sound Club, His Boutique, Pacific Cinematheque, Perch, The Portside Pub, Save on Meats, Vinyl Records, and Zoo Shop.
Wow. It sure does pay to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, visit us in room 233 of the sub on the UBC campus. Or go online to www.citr.ca.
Keep smiling, keep shining, knowing you can.